It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Republican health care plan includes cuts to the Medicaid program, which provides health care coverage through the states to low-income Americans and to disabled Americans. Most Georgia officials, including Governor Nathan Deal, haven't said too much about the specifics of the proposal yet. They want to find out more about what its effect would be. But Medicaid is certain to be at the center of the upcoming health care fight in Congress. So let's get a Medicaid primer. Andy Miller is with us. He is CEO and publisher of the web-based Georgia Health News. Andy, welcome. Good to have you back.
Glad to be here, Dennis.
I think most people have a basic idea of what Medicaid is, but exactly how does it work?
Well, it's a very vital program for 2 million Georgians are covered by it. It's a eligibility-based system.
So it's based on your income.
Yes. Or, you know, there's a disability piece to it, too. But let's put that aside. And basically, it's jointly financed by the federal government and the states. Each state gets a certain percentage of the Medicaid dollar from the federal government. Georgia gets a pretty high match. It's like 68 cents of every dollar spent in Medicaid is funded by the federal government, the other 32 cents by the state. It's a pretty high match rate. And what it does is it covers, again, 2 million Georgians, and most of them are children, but it also pays for most childbirths in the state. It pays for more than 70% of the care for seniors who are in nursing homes. And it's a very vital financial revenue source for hospitals who treat a lot of low-income people.
Including the rural hospitals that we've heard so much about. I would imagine that with many hospitals in the rural areas also having many low-income patients, that would be true.
And that was one reason why people supported the idea of doing a Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act.
So let's talk about Medicaid expansion. Governor Deal opposed expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. Is Georgia now at risk of being punished at both ends because it didn't draw down federal funding under Obamacare for Medicaid expansion? And now under this plan, with cuts to Medicaid, could Georgia lose again?
Well, it could. And that's one thing that concerns Republican leaders, including the governor. The fact is that the new GOP health care plan, what it would do is it would give Medicaid into a block grant. In other words, each state would be given a fixed amount of federal money, and the states would get much more flexibility and authority over benefits and eligibility and things like that. The only catch in that for Georgia is that, according to the bill, it would base that money coming from the feds on what was spent back in last year in 2016.
States that spent more who might have expanded Medicaid might get more under this plan. Georgia, because it didn't expand Medicaid, might get less.
Well, just fundamentally, it's a low-spending state compared to the other states. And so if it's based on per-enrollee spending, we would get less money than other states that spent more per enrollee.
Yeah, plus, I've heard we're like 49th in the country.
Always been very low. Plus, you have the fact that other states have expanded Medicaid and gotten more dollars, and they'll be able to continue expansion into 2020 and then a little beyond. Now, it'll be started to be cut back and scaled back under the GOP law. But so Georgia will lose out there. I mean, the state senator, Chuck Hufstedler, said this week to me, he said Republicans are rewarding states that are spending more. And that kind of flies in the face of what Republicans like to do.
And Governor Deal has said he does not want Georgia to be punished. He said that in an interview with you last week.
Right. And it's a big deal because under the plan, there's scheduled, according to the CBO, there's going to be 800.
Congressional Budget Office, the now famous Congressional Budget
right,
Office.
Right, right. They scored the bill and they said it's going to cut $880 billion out of the Medicaid program nationally over 10 years. That's a huge cut. And so it's projected that a block grant program will wind up spending less in Medicaid, not just in Georgia, but across the country.
That was my next question, because Governor Deal has said all along, and he has said to me and many other reporters, he would love to have a block grant for Medicaid, that that would give the state the flexibility to cover people at a lower cost to everyone involved. But do we have any indication of what kinds of money Georgia would get under a block grant, and would it be enough?
I think that's the big concern, because now that the rules are kind of out there under this new bill, it looks like Georgia would be disadvantaged under that. But the concept, as you said, the concept is a Republican-favored concept of giving the states the ability to run the program themselves.
If the state finds itself getting less federal money under the new Republican plan than it even did before, what are our options at the state level to try to make up the difference?
Well, that's a tough one, because we're already using managed care. We have these organizations, HMO-like organizations, that are running the care for most people. We could have more restrictions on eligibility, on care. It might come down to some benefits that are cut. I mean, we just have to figure that out. But it for most people who support the Medicaid program as is, this is kind of a horror story scenario.
And yet there have been problems with Medicaid as is right now. A lot of doctors say they're not being reimbursed at a rate that compensates them adequately for the cost of the care they provide. So,
and that's absolutely true. And Tom Price makes that point. 1 out of 3 doctors don't take Medicaid who could take it. And I think that, but that's basically a state decision to set the payment rates the way they are. Now, Georgia has upped the rates for some primary care providers and some medical codes, which has been a good move. And it will help shore up that physician workforce under Medicaid.
But if Georgia ends up getting less from the feds under the new plan, is it possible that we'll see even more doctors refusing to take Medicaid patients?
It may be that Georgia won't get less money, Dennis, but what it will mean is it won't get the amount of money it needs to care for new people coming into the program. So it looks like that's what will probably happen. And you can imagine during an economic downturn, more people will need Medicaid because there'll be more people in poverty. Will a block grant adjust for that situation? That's a big question.
And on top of that, Georgia is even seeing more people move into the state. We're a growing state. Presumably, some of the folks who are moving here are going to qualify for Medicaid.
Right. And that's a problem in the sense of it's a good thing for our economy, but we don't have the physician workforce right now to serve all the people we need to serve. And so as people move in, that's going to really put pressure on our physician workforce to expand as well.
So politically now, is it possible that we could see Governor Deal or even some of Georgia's own Republican representatives in Congress say to their former colleague, Dr. Tom Price, we don't like the plan that you've given us?
I think they like the block grant idea in theory, but I think the way it's spelled out in this bill, I can't think that they're happy about it. They're afraid that the state will get punished, not only because we're a low spending per enrollee state, but also from the fact that we haven't expanded Medicaid.
Andy Miller is CEO and publisher of Georgia Health News. Andy, we'll be watching with you. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to do it, Dennis.